evening will not be seen in order that KOTV may bring you Mr. Glenn Twist and a report from the Citizens Committee.
Hello there. I'm Glenn Twist, a former state representative of Tulsa County. I should like to discuss with you certain of the details concerning the official conduct by the Board of County Commissioners of Tulsa County. Since this time is costing $240 for each 15 minutes, and as they say in Dragnet, let's get down to the facts. Here is a picture of a portion of the streets in the brown edition of the city of Broken Arrow, which we allege to be surfaced by the county personnel using county equipment and county materials. The lowest bid obtainable, had private road contractors perform this surfacing work, would have been approximately $8,000. A check for approximately $1,100 was deposited to Tulsa County, which amount was supposed to have covered at least part of the cost of this project. Note the status of the housing project. Some vacant lots, some houses in process of construction, some houses occupied. Now here is a picture of a portion of the streets in the Douglas Park addition to the city of Tulsa. Had this surfacing been laid by private contract, it would have cost the subdivider approximately $18,000. A check for approximately $1,100 was deposited to Tulsa County, which apparently was meant to cover the cost of the project. This housing addition was substantially occupied at the time of the work. However, at the time the houses were sold, the subdivider had not completed the streets, and some of his sale money was held in escrow pending that completion. At the time that county personnel and equipment surfaced the street with county materials, private road construction firms were actively seeking the work. Now here we have a picture of the Walnut Creek second addition to the city of Sand Springs. This addition is commonly known as Prattville. In this picture, the county employees were unable to remove the equipment before we could photograph it. Here is another shot of the Walnut Creek streets, which shows that the county equipment and personnel constructed the streets from the ground up. Under the authority granted to any group of taxpayers in the state of Oklahoma, in Title 62, Section 373 of Oklahoma Statutes 51, Mr. Joe Francis, our attorney, filed suits in the District Court of Tulsa County, which suits will attempt to recover the money which was spent in constructing the streets, which we have showed you here in these examples. Now let me direct your attention to the fact that these examples were selected so that we might have one from each commissioner's district. These examples reflect the total cost to the taxpayers of Tulsa County of approximately $50,000, an expenditure which occurred during the summer of 1953. Let me emphasize that these examples were picked from many such, and all are equally well documented. We are confident that we missed more street projects than we found. Conservatively, we estimate that private streets and private profit-motivated housing developments have been constructed from public funds during the last 4 years in Tulsa County at a total cost which will exceed $250,000. It's nice work if you know a commissioner. The county attorney of Tulsa County, Mr. Robert Wheeler, and his chief criminal deputy, Mr. Howard Edmondson, have consistently maintained for nearly 5 months that there are no statutes which prohibit such activities on the part of the county commissioners. Consequently, such construction activities are not illegal. These gentlemen bolster their contentions by referring to the very broad and general powers which are granted to the county commissioners by Oklahoma statutes, insofar as county highways are concerned. Apparently, they rely on Title 69, Section 44 of the 1951 statutes for their opinions. Now, in taking shelter under this broad power statute, the county attorney fails to note that our legislatures have consistently emphasized that county highways are to be those roads which best serve the most people of said county, and that whatever the county highway policy might be, it must be administered in a just and equitable manner. It is doubtful that roads built to serve vacant land or unconstructed houses could be classified as being among those which serves the best interest of the people of Tulsa County. And when we note that charges were made for some of the work in some cases, and for none of the work in some cases, and that in still other cases, if any money was passed, it was that to the county employees for their labor, it can be hardly said that such a policy was either just or equitable. Nevertheless, Mr. Wheeler on numerous occasions has challenged us to show him, as he puts it, the chapter and verse which makes such activities illegal. This I shall attempt to do in this 15-minute short course in law. And I invite his attention to Title 19, Chapter 19A, Sections 861.1 through 861.24, and particularly to Section 861.10. This statute is known as the Tulsa County Planning Commission Bill. This particular act was repealed by the 1953 legislature, and in its place was enacted Senate Bill 353, which we call the Metropolitan Area Planning Commission Bill. Section 861.10 of the 1940 Act was lifted almost verbatim and reenacted into the 1953 Act. This section contains the statutes pertinent to the matter at hand. This section is known as subdivision regulations. The public policy, insofar as roads, streets, and other improvements and facilities which subdivisions of unincorporated property in Tulsa County, is spelled out in this section in clear and definite terms. The purpose, the wording, and the intent of the law was to make the subdivider responsible for the construction of the roads and streets in all subdivisions of all the unincorporated areas of Tulsa County. Let me quote to you some of the pertinent phrases and sentences from Section 861.10. Quote, "No plat of a subdivision of land within the unincorporated areas of said county shall be received for record in the office of the county clerk until it shall have been approved by such county planning commission. Such county planning commission shall adopt rules and regulations of uniform application governing plats and subdivisions of land falling within its jurisdiction. Said regulations may include provisions as to the extent to which streets and highways shall be graded and improved. It shall also include the rules and regulations assuring as a condition precedent to the approval of the plat and providing for and securing to the Board of County Commissioners for the actual construction of such improvements and facilities within a period specified by the County Planning Commission. Under the statutory authority granted the Planning Commission and the Board of County Commissioners, they have adopted certain rules and regulations governing the subdivisions of Tulsa County. Section 8, which relates to subdivision improvements, reads in part as follows. A. Grading and surfacing. All streets shall be graded and all roadways improved by minimum surfacing in accordance with the official standards and specifications of Tulsa County. From the official files of Tulsa County, let us examine the facts as to just how these statutes affect the roads and streets of a proposed subdivision in Tulsa County. From those files, we have a letter from Mr. C.O. Nichols, dated 7 March 1952, a registered civil engineer. He did request final approval of the final plat of Prattville Second, officially known as the Walnut Creek Second Addition to the City of Sand Springs. Now remember, our statute provided that this final plat could not be filed in the office of the county clerk until it had been approved by the Planning Commission. As one of those conditions prior to the approval of the final plat by the Tulsa County Planning Commission, the Tulsa County engineer had to approve the proposed street layout and their construction. On 1 April 1952, 1 R.P. Gully of the Tulsa County Engineer's Office did approve the cross-section and layout sheet which had been submitted by the subdivider. The typical road construction diagram and the layout sheet approved by Mr. Gully showed that the subdivider proposed to install a 20-foot roadway with 4 inches of crushed stone, rock, and screenings as surfacing. Now, on the 21st day of March 1952, the Tulsa County Planning Commission accepted a letter of assurance from one Harry T. Pratt of the subdivider, which reads in part, "I can assure you that all grading and surfacing and proper size of tile will be placed at all road crossings. All the above work will be completed as per engineer specifications within the next 12 months. There it is in a nutshell. We wrote the statutes in the legislature which requires that the subdivider build the streets in his subdivisions and to build them in accordance with the official plans and specifications as set out by the Board of County Commissioners. We not only gave the county commissioners the right to adopt such rules and regulations as would be necessary to carry out the provisions of the statute, we directed them to adopt such rules and regulations as would be necessary to make the statute effective. Now, after adopting those rules and regulations and after requiring the subdivider to comply with those rules and regulations and to furnish the county with maps and streets and plats and contracts and letters of agreement, the county commissioner immediately proceeded onto their favorite subdivider's property and built his streets for him at your expense. There it is, folks. For Mr. Wheeler's benefit, Title 19, Section 861.10, and the Replacement Act, Senate Bill 353, Session Laws of 1953. And if Mr. Wheeler would care to know what type of punishment is possible under that act, let me remind you that rock and materials and road oil and salaries are subject to claims before they're paid. And here is Title 62, Section 303, Oklahoma Statutes 51, from which I quote, "Any member of the Board of County Commissioners knowingly, willfully, and intentionally allowing claims or entering into any contract on the part of such county not specifically authorized by law shall be deemed guilty of a felony." Now, Mr. County Attorney, there's your statute which has been violated, and the statute sets out the punishment for such expenditure of county funds. I don't believe you have to prove criminal intent in order to oust a present public official from their office. A civil charge of maladministration is sufficient and can be easily sustained. You would act in haste if the Board of County Commissioners consistently paid some automobile dealer for trucks and equipment which the county already owned. Yet here in our examples, we show where the Board of County Commissioners have entered into agreements with subdividers, which agreements would require the subdividers to furnish Tulsa County with certain roads and streets valued at approximately $50,000, and then proceeding immediately to construct those same roads and streets at the public's expense and free of charge to the subdivider. Just how much more do we have to show to demonstrate willful maladministration and an inexcusable waste of tax funds? Now, Mr. Wheeler may not do anything. I've done all that I can. Unless you people out in the audience prefer to make his telephone ring off his wall tomorrow, he's going to sit down and fail to act. We have other programs planned such as this, providing the contributions are available to pay for their cost. One of them that we have particularly in mind, is to demonstrate to you people how the Board of County Commissioners of Tulsa County is about to get us into a $1 million faux-pas for one reason only. And if contributions come in, we'll present that one to you.
The program originally scheduled at this time, the Perry Como Show, will be seen at its regular time next Wednesday evening at 6:45. The views expressed on this program were those of the speaker and not representing the opinions of KOTV. Continuous quality, that's what...